We kick off hour number two of the program. Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day to you out there. Kids are out of school. That's fun.
Okay.
But we got you covered here for the weekend recap edition of Three and Out. Titans lost. Bay Area Billy over here is on cloud nine. His 49ers won. Brian sent us the Derrick Henry quotes. Fan on radio.
Oh, he had them? He found them?
Yeah. I'm definitely going to miss this team. And as I look back, I know I had a lot of good teammates, a lot of good moments I can look back on.
See, doesn't that sound very like I'm going to miss? It doesn't sound like I'm going to miss this team specifically. It sounds like I'm going to miss this, the organization.
I think you're looking too much into it.
I'm not saying I'm not. I'm just saying how it sounded, Dave. You don't have to freak out because I'm pointing out these quotes sound really weird. I'm not saying like he's gone. I'm just saying they sounded like he's gone. He's not saying I'm going to miss this year. He's saying I'm going to miss the team.
Don't like 40% of NFL rosters.
I had some really good teammates. I had some good. You're still going to have those good teammates. I'm just saying. It seems like he's talking about the past, but it's the now.
I definitely shed a couple of tears because I love my teammates and I love the chemistry that we've had throughout the whole season. I just felt like I could have done more for this team. I love this team.
No, you really couldn't have. You kind of did everything.
I loved playing football and competing. I'm definitely going to miss this team. And as I look back, I know I had a lot of good teammates, a lot of good moments I can look back on. I definitely want to say thank you to the fans and the city of Nashville for the relentless support throughout the whole season, throughout the playoffs, throughout the season when things weren't as good. For the fans to stick with us and to support us in road games, throughout the playoff run, making it special to us. There's a lot of things we can build off it. I just want to say we appreciate them. Does that last sentence
That last one helped out.
Yeah, for a minute, I thought he was about to retire.
Thank you. Thank you. It sounded odd when I was reading him yesterday. I was like, wait a minute. What does this mean?
I feel like our backs were against the wall all season, and we kept believing in each other. We kept fighting, and we kept believing in each other. We just came up short against a good team. I just wish the outcome could have been different. I think there's a lot of good things we can build off of, and I feel like this was a great step in the right direction. Now, all your fears have passed.
Well, I didn't read the whole article. I just saw the go-to quotes.
I know. Out of context. Come on, people.
It's my fault. I read the headline. I should have clicked the link. But yeah. It did. It sounded very see you later-ish. Good to know it's not the case.
Mitchell says,
at least I hope not.
The real reason the Titans aren't in the Super Bowl is because of the Texans. Thanks, Bill. Had him.
Let him off the hook.
To be fair, Titans kind of had him too, though.
Nah. They didn't have him. Brian says that drive at the end of the first when they went three and out and gave the ball back to the Chiefs killed the momentum. I hadn't really thought about that. You could have just kind of run out.
Yeah, that one,
good offense.
No, that one, yeah. Felt like a couple. Clay was talking about that on the way in. Felt like the Titans were like, oh, we're just going to get to halftime. We're going to be okay. But that's the thing with the Chiefs offense. Like, you can never stop scoring against them. You can never say, well, we've got enough. We've got the lead. That'll be good enough. Just get us to halftime. No, like, go in down, try to go kick a field goal. Did they go three and out on that drive? Or did they get, like, one first down?
No, the Titans got the ball with, well, it was on the plus side of the two-minute warning and went three and out. They handed off to Henry twice. He got 1 yard and then no gain. And then I think it was a screen pass. They tried to Deion Lewis. He got 6 yards and they had to punt. They punted it back at the two-minute warning. And then the Chiefs went down in 140. Or something like that. Right. That's close because there was 11 seconds left after the touchdown.
Yeah, 11 seconds. Yeah, it was the drive before that drive.
Yeah. Three and out for the Titans, yeah. So it hit the two-minute warning after the third down play. So, yeah, Brent Kern came out to punt with exactly 2 minutes. So the punt took whatever that is, 9 seconds, minute 40 off the clock, 11 seconds. There you go. Yeah, I mean, most Titans drives are long enough to run the clock out for the whole half there.
Yeah. that's what I don't know that I buy it. I'm sure they were trying to get a first down. And they did punt them deep to the 10.
I mean, you ran the ball.
And then that,
with Derrick Henry, I don't know.
Was third down the screen to Henry?
To Lewis,
okay.
I'm not even sure if it was a screen. I don't remember the play in my head. It just says pass short right to Deion Lewis for 6 yards. Breeland made the tackle. And Chris Jones got an assist.
Thanks for letting me know.
There you go.
Assisted tackle. It's really good.
Well, the Chiefs have a heavy assist guy in the stat thing. Did a whole thing on it.
Have a what?
In the NFL, the official stat guy in the press box is the home team. Is always the home field stat guy. So with solo tackles and assists, they're all very, very different. Like for years, the St. Louis Rams guy would never give assist. They might have like 9 assists for the whole season in games played in the Rams dome. But like the Washington Redskins guy, like London Fletcher would have like 86 assists, just him. Like for this.
Dang.
Basically, so how does that work though? Like, so someone gets the tackle and someone gets an assist. So it doesn't count as a half tackle though, right?
Right. You can do
okay.
it.
That's what I was wondering.
That was the whole problem.
At the end of the season, if your team has 10,000 tackles.
You could
total, like there were 10,000 plays in which you had a tackle, but you have 20,000 registered tackles because of half tackles and assists.
It's confusing because you could give a solo and an assist, or 2 assists, no solo.
Okay, that's what
I was. Or just a solo.
But a solo and an assist.
Yeah.
Which means essentially like a tackle and a half,
which
is weird to me. Which
doesn't make, it'd be nice if they would standardize it, which is obviously a big deal in fantasy
football. I'll write a letter. I'll write a letter.
Playing for a lot of money with individual defensive players, because which team they're on and then which venue they're playing in really affects their points.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Now you know. That's a good point. I mean, that was you had to keep the ball away from Holmes and you had to score points, and they did that the first 3 possessions back and forth, and then just kind of fell apart right at the end of the half. And it didn't get better to start the second. But at least, you know.
It was a good season, and at least you didn't get embarrassed like the Packers. The Packers got ran, literally, because the 49ers didn't have to throw the ball. 6 of 8 was Jimmy G.
How is that
pass
even
attempts.
Possible?
In the NFC Championship game, 8 pass attempts, and they were on them early, and this game was never.
How?
I mean, look, I said it last week. I thought that the Packers were overrated. I still thought they'd come out and give a little bit better showing. I know Billy said, what did he say, a 4-point game?
Yeah, I said 28-24.
Yeah, you poor-mouthed them a little bit.
I was kind of close.
No. No, you weren't. You weren't close.
27-0 halftime.
Exactly. And then they scored 13 points in the fourth to kind of make this one look a little bit better. But
it was awful.
It was just – it was never game. Which was actually pretty good because I got to hit the hay a little earlier than expected, which was good. Feel very, very rested today.
This game kicked off at 6-something. When you went to bed?
No, I'm just saying it's not like it was a crunch game and it went long and overtime.
So you
got to
kind of get ready.
Yeah. You could just relax.
Okay.
You didn't have to really be locked in on this one. Raheem Mostert, 29 carries, 220 yards.
Sleep at like 8:30.
Maybe I did. 4 touchdowns for Mostert, long of 36. Debo Samuel, 2 carries, 43 yards.
Debo is a damn X factor.
Yeah, he came out of nowhere.
He can't tackle
him. Second half of the season.
He's always open.
We loved him at South Carolina. I mean, I hated him because he caught touchdowns against Tennessee all the time. But, yeah, man, he's a great player. He's unbelievable.
And this run blocking, I just don't get it. Like, I thought the tall sweep was dead because, you know, teams have speed. It's too hard to block. And the 49ers just kept tossing it, and they just lock on you, man. You're done.
Well, we were talking about it during the break, and Davey said it. Like, he's leaning a little bit towards the 49ers because of their pass rush and defensive line. I think offensive and defensive line combined, this 49ers team, one of the best combos I've ever seen.
That's the
thing. They can move anybody off the ball offensively or defensively, and there's just not much you can do about it. That's a tough thing to deal with when both lines of scrimmage are just going in the favor of the opponent.
They look like a different team, too, coming out of the bye week to start the playoffs. I mean, it's just – defensive line looks fresh. They were hounding Rodgers all day. And then that run game. What's the fullback's name? He's best fullback in the league. And they keep using him.
Yeah, he was hurt for a majority of the season.
And they say he missed 4 games.
Well, majority of
4
games. He was hurt.
Yeah.
He was still hurt. You're
right.
He just missed 4 games.
Missed 4 games. We're both accurate.
No, I feel like Billy was feeling bad with what he said, but the guy was injured. He missed some time. Now he's healthy, and they look really, really good.
That Shanahan run game, man. I don't know.
Is it impressive that Jimmy G can get you 300 yards through the air and you can win a game like against the Saints, yet he can throw for 77 yards and you still beat a Green Bay Packers team by 17 points?
Sure.
I don't know what it has to do with Jimmy G, but it's just impressive for the 49ers. I mean, like Tannehill won the Titans some games, passing it all over the yard, and then obviously the first 2 rounds of the playoffs, it was the Derrick Henry show. The difference is, though, I think the 49ers defense, because of their defensive line, is just sensational. Last night, the pass rush was there. They picked off Rodgers twice, Richard Sherman, and then Emmanuel Mosley. Yes, that Emmanuel Mosley had a pick. They only had 3 sacks. It felt like it could have been 50 with the way Rodgers was kind of having to run for his life. Rodgers, I mean, he had a decent night. He was 31 of 39, 326, 2 touchdowns. He did throw the 2 picks. Sacked 3 times for negative 30. Big ones.
He fumbled that snap, which I don't know if that was on the center or him, and then he fumbled again later in the game when he got hit.
He's credited with 3 fumbles.
Take care of the football, Rodgers.
Rodgers. No, but the 49ers, man, they're cooking right now. They get another 2 weeks to sit back. And
maybe he needs different protection, you know, for mayhem. Like,
he's a state. That's a different.
By that's what I'm saying. He's got the wrong coverage.
You're saying State Farm ain't it? It's working for Mahomes.
That's true.
Just saying.
No, it's just, I don't know. I feel like the San Francisco defensive line was kind of mayhem on Sunday.
I feel like they've been mayhem for everybody, man. It's just a good 49ers team. Lines of scrimmage. Just saying, you know what? Let's get back to a little bit of old school football. Make sure we can run block, pass block, and then get after the quarterback and stop the run. That's exactly what they do.
He may have passed the State Farm torch. They might not want him back next year. Might just be all Mahomes.
Oh, stop, stop.
It'd be pretty funny if the agent dropped him in the episodes because he didn't make the Super Bowl.
I doubt that'll happen. That'd be pretty embarrassing.
Hey, we don't have to see those Baker Mayfield commercials anymore. Did you see that? Did you see the last version?
No.
Where they go to bed and he turns the lights out?
Prophetic, really, when you think about it. Lights are out in Cleveland, and especially for him.
They got a new coach.
Like I said, lights are out in Cleveland. They're going to stink
Freddie
forever.
Freddie was his guy.
I know, and then he wasn't. And then he blamed the training staff for all the injuries. Like, it's just not a good marriage. Baker Mayfield, not going to work out, I'm afraid.
All right, moving forward, 49ers had 3 losses on the season. 2 came against quarterbacks that can run in Lamar Jackson and Russell Wilson. Any hope at stopping Mahomes?
Yeah, man. Like, I
think Bosa is that good.
I think the 49ers are going to win. That's my guess today.
I need to stop betting. I just put my entire bankroll on the 49ers money line.
All of it?
Every single penny.
You've tied up all your money for 2 weeks?
Every single bit.
You're locked in.
Yep.
All right.
I feel like you should have waited.
So confident, Davey.
I feel like maybe you could have waited. What do I know?
I just specifically said just right now, like, I might change. Hope he didn't do that on my account.
No, he didn't. I think he just said it was his account.
No. You know, other. Same word, different meaning.
Oh, on your gotcha.
Advice, yeah. My account.
Yeah. I get it now.
Like, because, yeah.
I get it. Yeah.
Well, you know, except.
No, I was leaning that way.
Except.
No, yeah, he had mentioned that last break.
Right.
Like,
I think about
throwing it all the 49ers. And he did. You talked him into it, though, when you were like, I think they're going to win. And then he's over there just, since.
I started football season with $50, so we're going to either just take it out after this. I don't need to get involved in basketball. It's just too much. You just fall down. And then there's the blackjack thing. It's just, you just want to be smart here. It's
a long off season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I think I got like $6.50 of free blackjack you could borrow if you need need a blackjack fix here.
You got a way you can transfer that?
You only play in the bonus room, though.
I can't believe he can't transfer. It'd be so easy. Feels like you should be able to just transfer bankroll to somebody else.
I figured the line might move. I mean, money line for 49ers was plus 100, but at the same time, it's...
You think it's going to move towards the Chiefs or the...
He's saying it's going to move towards kind of even up.
Really?
Go towards San Francisco.
Interesting. I don't know. I think everybody's in love with the Chiefs. I think the money's going to go on the Chiefs. I wouldn't be surprised to see it get to 2.5, 3.5.
It might. I could have.
I'm with you guys. I like the 49ers a lot. I feel like they've kind of snuck around this season and are underappreciated.
I would have saved some money to at least bet on, like, the, you know, how long the anthem's going to take. Some fun crap like that.
Yeah, a lot of prop.
Yeah.
J-Lo.
How many
Shakira.
Times such and such will say such and such, you know.
Who has the best commercial?
I could have, but. Again, you just start falling down the hole a little bit here and there. It was probably smart of me to do that. Yeah.
All right,
I'm fine with it. Yeah.
MyBookie's the official sports book of Fan Run Radio. If you've been waiting all season, I'm sure there'll be a million different ways to bet the Super Bowl coming up. Got 2 weeks to figure it out. Use promo code Knoxville. Let them know you heard about them right here on WKGN and Fan Run Radio. We'll come back with more. As we got the Super Bowl set now. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out. Welcome back into the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios, Fan Run Radio. Twice I've looked for the lemonade now and it's gone again. You guys are buying it all up.
Yep.
Let's make a special trip.
Oh, no, a
honey
special
hole,
trip.
Where I know where some will be.
Life's hard.
I know.
I don't know how you make it.
Truly hard seltzer.
Good one.
For your hard life.
Jeez.
Light and refreshing. It's truly hard seltzer. Drink what you truly want. 865-546-8200 is the number to join the program. We've talked some Tennessee basketball. We'll circle back around to that. And we're talking AFC, NFC championship game. The Super Bowl is set. Up first, we've got John. What's up, John? You're on 3 and Out.
What's up? How are y'all?
Not as good as you are, John, now that the Chiefs are headed to the Super Bowl. But we're making it. Thoughts on the game?
I'm still in shock, to be honest. The day after.
Had you prepared yourself for an Andy Reid, letdown?
I think so. We'll probably take me another couple of weeks, but we'll see.
You think Davey's an idiot for already going money line on the 49ers?
No, I mean, I think it will be a really good game. If we can play as physical as we did against the Titans, then I like our shot. Because I don't think the Packers are... in my opinion, are not a very physical football team.
I will say I did have a future bet on the Chiefs, so it's a little bit of a hedge.
There you go. Did you just remember that? Or
yeah, I did.
He's got so much money tied up, he doesn't even know where it's going.
Oh, my goodness.
John, how long you been a Chiefs fan?
Let's see. Whenever Aaron Berry got drafted.
There you go.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Set. Yeah.
A lot of people are holding up the signs, you know. I've been waiting for this my whole life.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine. A lot of heartbreak in between those 50 years.
Yeah. Well, congrats, John. Appreciate the call. It must be nice to be a Chiefs fan.
He said, I mean, they did kind of out-physical the Titans, and that had not been something that the Titans had come up against in the playoffs. You hate to see it.
That's kind of why I wanted to play the Chiefs, because they weren't as physical as
the
Titans.
Well, typically teams with offenses like that, their defenses are more kind of finesse, right? Like
right.
We're built to pass rush and play with the lead, but they stopped the run early. They never let Henry really get untracked. I mean, it was a good game plan. And then when they took the lead going into the half, it was just kind of like, well, now the Titans really got to come up with something, and they just couldn't.
I didn't feel like they really stopped Henry early. It's like they stopped him after halftime.
I mean, I'm just saying he wasn't He didn't break the long one. I think his long run was, what, 11 on the day?
13.
I mean,
they
the
scored.
First game,
they went field goal, touchdown, touchdown to start.
No, I know.
And he had some good runs in that stretch.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But he didn't break the long one. And I thought the Titans early did a really good job of mixing in the play action. They hit mm-hmm. that one to A.J. Brown early. And I'm thinking, oh, buddy, this might be the game, right, where Tannehill comes out and carves up because everybody's geared up to stop Henry. Then when they kind of had to rely on Tannehill, the secondary for the Chiefs was, I mean, they were in step with the Titans receivers. I mean, a couple of those throws and plays early were really, really good. But, I mean, he almost threw the pick. I don't remember. Who was that dove and almost intercepted
it? That was a great play.
That was a great play.
I mean,
that was
a pretty
great
ball,
coverage.
Too.
Yeah, it was right where it needed to be. It was just a really good diving near interception by the Chiefs defensive back. And the Chiefs, like, I give them credit. Like, they didn't panic. A lot of teams get down early to the Titans, and the game plan changes, and you try to do some things that the Titans aren't giving you. So you make mistakes and you stall out, and they didn't. They just kind of kept doing what they were doing. They had to execute multiple plays within a drive. They weren't giving up the big play where the Titans, and the Chiefs said, okay, we'll take our 6 yards here, 7 yards there, 3 yards here, 10 yards here. They executed.
Looks like Henry had like 23 yards on the Titans' first touchdown drive. That long run of 13 came on their second touchdown drive. So, yeah, he did do most of his damage in the first half.
See, that's what kind of
first two drives.
That's what kind of scares me. That's two games in a row where the Chiefs have started off fairly slow and then just turned it on out of nowhere.
No, I don't know. I mean, their offense didn't really start slowly. They just weren't on the field, right? I mean, they punted. They did go 3-and-out to start the game.
Now, I guess you were down 17-7, right?
No.
Oh.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, they were down 10 twice.
Yeah.
They punted and then score a touchdown to make it 10-7, and then 17. I mean, yeah, they were down 17-7, but it was like a tennis match. Like, they'd have one less possession.
Right.
And they always answered that, right? Like, they scored again. So, I mean, that's the thing. Like, they were down 17-7, and everybody's like, yeah, no big deal. Like, once they come back from the Texans deficit, it felt like it didn't matter how far
ahead the
Titans were.
That's why it was surprising that the Titans didn't seem to have a little bit more of a sense of urgency to score going into the half. Two runs and a screen, really could have used a couple first downs to at least milk the clock. We'd go down there, try to get a field goal or try to get a touchdown. It seemed like, again, they were content to punt them deep. We don't give up drives in the last 2 minutes, but this is the Chiefs, man. This is a different team. This is a different animal. Not to mention, the last time you played him, Mahomes carved you, and that was his first game back after the knee injury. That was my only problem, is it felt like at the end of the first half, the Titans were content, and there were still two-plus minutes left. Then I think the Chiefs got a first down right before the two-minute warning, and it didn't help.
Yep. 865-546-8200 if you want to weigh in. Up next, we have the one and only, Rod. What's up, Rod?
Some
good, some bad.
Well, I told Jamie he had a rough weekend over there outside the Vols.
Yeah, Duke went down. Titans went down. Very sad.
Well, I'll tell you, I want to talk about Titans here for a second, but I want to hit on the Vols. But, and I think it's been Bowden. We come and go there as old Bowden does, and I talked to Davey there after the voluntary reaction. I told him and Rush, the most entertaining part of that game is that three-point battle that they had going on.
Three-point battle is one way to phrase it, Rod.
It's like a soccer match. Well, we won 1-0.
We won 1-0, but they ain't made one in a century. So that was a win. I told Davey, I jumped up off the couch and that boy lost that last three. And scared the hell out of Rocky because I thought it was going in. I wanted to see them Commodores just go down just with all their hands on their heads and sides. I hate Vanderbilt.
I don't even know if the players knew because they were.
Well, I think they caught on there in the last minute or so, but before that, they didn't. That's for sure.
And they're getting wide open dunks, and they're all excited, and the fans are booing.
The fans are booing them.
They're looking around. What the hell? Did we do something wrong? We just got a big dunk.
Never seen anything like that.
it was pure entertainment. I tell you, Dane Bradshaw and whoever he was calling the game, they were going, isn't this what you always dream of, calling the basketball game? I mean, it was hilarious. I was laughing. I mean, there at the end, they had the pan of the crowd and the game. I mean, it was.
That was my favorite part, all the shots of the crowd.
Me too.
They got their hands on it. At one point, there's someone, it was a Vanderbilt fan, yelling at the Vanderbilt players to foul Tennessee so that they'd stop the clock, go to the free throw line, and get the ball back for another attempt at a three. It was incredible. You're down 22 with 20 seconds to go, and your fans are screaming, foul them, we got to get the ball back and get a shot off.
Man, I tell you what, yo. These next three games for Tennessee basketball, I think it's going to decide the season. They're winnable games, a couple here on the road, got their home on Tuesday. They got to win some of these kind of mediocre and lower-level SEC teams if they won't be on the bubble. It's going to be a good, fun couple weeks. But back to that Titans game, boys, I don't understand you, and I just turned to Ian Jones, so you may already say it. I don't understand why in the world did the Titans rush three basically the whole game. They put zero pressure on Mahomes. He just sat back there and threw all he wanted. And I feel like if you're going to beat him, you've got to put some pressure on him. Did y'all notice that, or was it just me?
No, we talked about it a little bit. I think the Titans wanted to put as many people in coverage as they could because you had to double Tyreek. You had to double Kelsey. And the only way you can do that is by rushing three. I don't know if they thought they could get pressure or if they were just really wanting to focus on the coverage, but that's why Mahomes was able to pop out of the pocket and pick up first downs. I was a little surprised that they didn't, because it felt like they blitzed a couple times early in the first half and got through. There was a corner blitz early that I think it either resulted in a sack or blew a play up, and I thought, okay, we're going to see some more corner blitzes, some more kind of boundary-type blitzes from, you know, maybe quicker players. And then in the second half, it was just, yep, we're gonna drop eight. We're going to send three. And they were – I mean, it's not the best offensive line in football, but if you give them 5-on-3, they're going to give Mahomes plenty of time. And then there were a couple times where I thought the Titan defender would kind of get a little bit of an edge, and then maybe a hold should have been called and wasn't. But I did not like the rushing three by the Titans, especially after Mahomes had kind of proven like he's not going to make the mistake and throw it into coverage, and he burned you with his feet a couple of times. At that point, I think you just got to go for broke and try to light him up.
Yeah, I just said the mind, when you got a quarterback as good as Mahomes, that you can't let him sit back there and pick you apart. You got to put pressure on him. You got to make him hurry. You may get burned a time or two. But hell, they got burned a time or two sitting back rushing three.
Yep.
So you might as well go after him, pin your head back or your ears, whatever, however that saying goes, and just get after him, make him try to make a mistake. If you let him sit back there, he's going to beat you. And that surprises me because the Titans have been so aggressive all the last 4, 5, 6 weeks. They've been real aggressive both offensively and defensively. And to sit back like they did yesterday, that was kind of surprising to me, but... All right, boys, let's go get them Rebels tomorrow night. I talk to you and say I love you, boys. Bye.
See you, Rod.
Thanks for the call, Rod. Yeah, they didn't mix it up enough. I mean, the play where Mahomes, and like Rod said, it still didn't even work, even when it worked. Like, you rushed three, you dropped everyone into coverage, you had a spy, Mahomes takes off to run, you've got your spy one-on-one with Mahomes over on the sideline where he's got the extra defender, with 17 seconds left, 28 yards away from the goal line. And your guy, like, takes an angle right at him to try and, I don't know what he's trying to do. Like, force him back inside, stall him out, break down, just keep him in front of you, shove him out of bounds, anything. But the dude goes right at him, and Mahomes had already jumped out of a tackle right before that of a guy chasing him, one of the three rushers. And then this guy comes right at him, and he just scoots around him and down the sideline and, you know, 25 yards in 6 seconds and touchdown. Like, even when you got what you wanted, you didn't execute it. And, I mean, hell, even Kirby Smart, in his like clinic video, I've said, it's like, yeah, I always hate when media people are like, who's going to be the spy on the quarterback? It's like, well, you can't spy them every play, because if they know there's a spy, then you've taken a guy out of coverage and out of the pass rush, and you're just wasted. It's like, you have to spy sometimes, you have to blitz sometimes, you have, like, I don't know. I mean, you would think with Dean Pease, who's been really good, and Mike Vrabel, I mean, I don't know. It felt like maybe Vrabel was kind of do the Patriots thing where they come up with some weird scheme that's going to just be magic on game day. And I felt like the rushing three with the spy and dropping a lot of guys in the coverage is fine if that's part of your scheme, if that's part of your quiver, but like it's not going to work every time or most of the time. And it seemed like they did that way too much.
And then when it wasn't working, they didn't go to something else.
Yeah.
They just stayed with it. I mean, I guess towards the end, you could argue that if not for that pass interference call, the Titans still have a chance. I mean, you still got to get a touchdown, a 2-point conversion, and then another field goal.
And you were down, what, 35-17? I mean, when they hit the big play to Watkins, like, it was over right there. And I mean, that's the thing. I just
obviously it ended up not mattering. Did you think he should have gone for two after the first touchdown? In the second half?
What was the score?
It was 12. He kicked the extra point to make it 11. If you go for two there, you can maybe cut it to 10. I just like going for it early because I like having as much information as possible. And with that little time, it didn't seem like there was going to be an opportunity for you to not have to like get the 2 points. Like, I didn't think the Chiefs were going to turn it over and all of a sudden you've scored two quick touchdowns and it wouldn't matter. I was a little surprised that they cut it to 11 instead of going for the two then, because if you get it then, again, more data earlier, it can impact how you play the rest of the way. I get it that you want to wait until like you definitely know you have to go for two, but at that point it felt like you're going to have it at some point. Why not go for it now?
Yeah, I didn't realize that touchdown was so late in the fourth. Like, I mean, you could have. That's either way, I guess.
I know old school thinking is don't go for two until you absolutely have to. At that point, I was just, again, it didn't end up mattering, but I said I would have gone for two there, and a lot of people were, oh, no, you don't know what's going to happen. It's like, well, but I know I'm probably going to have to go for two at some point. So why not just go for it now? I guess.
I understand both lines of thinking.
I just like having more information earlier as far as, okay, We got the two, so now we know we're not going to have to go for two again, or we didn't get it, so now we're going to have to score two touchdowns. I would rather know.
Yeah, no, I think with that amount of time left, if there's more time, you don't do it because there's still a chance you score two touchdowns and end up
right
ahead by three,
as opposed,
and you don't want to be ahead by two.
Exactly,
or
exactly,
you know, have to go for two again and then be ahead by one when you could have been ahead by three just kicking an extra point.
Sure.
But with 4:18 left, you're not going to score two touchdowns.
That's kind of where I was. It just felt like there was no way you were going to win that game without getting a 2-point conversion at that point.
So go for it, and then,
yeah.
I mean, hell, if you go for two and you don't get it, maybe you just onside kick it then.
Yeah. I mean, they had all three timeouts, which is why they kicked it deep. Didn't think that was a bad idea.
Bad idea was giving up the
pass interference.
Yeah. Yeah.
That may or may not have been a pass interference.
If you only run fairness around forever back there, you can't even throw it down the field like that.
Did they send three on that, or did they actually send four?
I don't.
Probably three.
Man,
it's 30-10. Like, just bring.
You got to send something.
You got to heat up quarterbacks at some point. Like, you can't. The worst thing you can do is for the quarterback to always know what's coming.
Yeah. And it felt like Mahomes settled into the rhythm of, okay, they're going to rush three. I'm going to have plenty of time. I can survey. I don't have to panic. I don't have to flush. I can take it easy.
Yeah, Russell Wilson talked about that Minnesota defense where they put two linebackers in the A-gap, and he said, you know, I have to prepare like they're coming every play.
Right.
But when I take the snap and they bail, which they do most, actually more than they blitz, then in my head, I take a deep breath and try and reset and make sure that I don't throw it too early for no reason kind of thing.
I don't know.
Here you go. They lined
maybe,
up with...
Maybe Vrabel will explain that a little
Yeah, they rushed
this
three
week or something.
They
did?
Rushed three with a spy on that play.
Three with a spy on third and 10.
Third and 10 when the Chiefs just want to make sure they keep the clock running.
Yeah. I mean, it may not have made a difference. If you blitz him, maybe he throws the exact same underthrow to Hardman and the exact same result happens. It feels like with that much time back there, he's able to think, oh, yeah, you know, I could probably underthrow this and get a PI call. Let's see what happens.
Well, he sat there, and then he just kind of – he even rolled right. I mean, it's the same thing that burned you all day. It just made no sense. I don't get it.
It's a good season. Good try, good effort.
When you blew the coverage, too. I mean, they just showed, like, the replay with the – from the – behind the like the sky cam shot, and I mean you just let the guy, you know, get by. Like it's third and ten, you can't do that.
But that's the thing, you can't sit on the short stuff thinking the pressure's going to get there because there is no pressure.
No pressure.
Like
yeah.
You have to play safe in third and ten if you're in that coverage, and that rush package. Like that just didn't make any sense. It's like you hurt yourself with some of those calls.
Yeah. We'll come back. Final segment, hour number two. Stick with us right here on Three and Out. Final segment, hour number two of the program. So, shifting gears a little bit, or a lot, actually. I mean, it's still football, but George Hoval wants our thoughts on Jeremy Banks. I feel like Houston, you shouldn't have to weigh in on this. Like you're kind of. I mean,
I think we all know where I stand.
I mean, you can if you want to, but you've put your heart out on the line for Jeremy Banks on multiple occasions.
Yeah,
I don't feel like you should have to go out on any limbs with that anymore.
He's gonna be back.
Linebacker, running back,
don't care. Don't care.
Wildcat.
Yep. All of it.
I think we do need some linebackers, don't we? Inside, some inside backers.
What's your thoughts on him? Like, is he back? Is he going to be back?
I feels like it. It feels like they might even have given him a list of stuff to do to come back, and he's checking them off the boxes. I don't know. Or is he just doing all this on his own, trying to, like, get their attention? Like, hey, I'm over here. I went and made nice with some policemen.
I don't know if you are dumb or if you're playing dumb. Like, this guy's going to be back on the football team, and it seems pretty obvious. He made a really bad mistake. He hasn't entered the transfer portal. He's still enrolled in school. He's going to redshirt. They're making sure he's got all of the social media data they can point to say, look at how good of a kid he is.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he's going to be back on the team. If he's not, I'll be stunned. I will be absolutely dumbfounded that he wasn't allowed back on the team.
Look, don't take this the wrong way because
– don't say it the wrong way.
I think Banks should be back on the team. I actually even want him back on the team. Right? Kids make mistakes.
You say that like – That's not what everybody's thinking.
I think the fan base as a whole, like probably 99.9% of them want him back, right?
Yeah, he's leading the team in interceptions.
What has he showed us on the field other than he knows how to fumble and he gets lost in coverage?
He was leading the team in interceptions before this incident, Billy.
The quarterback threw it right to him both times.
Because he was in the right spot, you idiot.
I think one interception, he was in the wrong spot.
How are you in the wrong spot if the quarterback throws it into your chest? Horrible take.
No.
He's back. What has he shown us? That he's a football player. That he's got. Did he fumble this year? No. Shut up.
I'm just saying. There's a lot of hypocrites out there.
Did he have the ball at all this year on offense?
No, because he's playing linebacker. And doing a damn fine job of it, too. Was it UTC? Did he have two picks against UTC?
One of those games.
I don't care.
He's gonna replace Petulli, and we're not gonna miss a beat.
Okay. You're acting like Petulli wasn't anything.
No, I'm just saying that Jeremy Banks is gonna be a monster.
Maybe.
What has he shown us other than he can lead the team in interceptions and be really good?
He played linebacker for like a week and led the team in interceptions.
He also was one of the reasons why Georgia State scored 14 points.
He had been playing the position for a week, Billy. Like, he had to play because, if your guy hadn't gotten hurt, he would have had to be out there getting picked on. All I know is he flies around, he plays hard, he's got a good attitude, you know, on the field. But then watch your mouth.
This always turns into your guy's argument. We're all pulling for the same team here, but you got to have your guy.
That's why I don't understand the hatred. But why you got to put him down?
What
has he shown us other than he can fumble? He hasn't fumbled in over a year.
Billy standing up for Batuli.
That's not Batuli's gone. He's not coming back, Billy. He's not going to be your guy next year. I'm introducing you to someone who maybe could be.
No.
It could be.
Could be. We have a new draft. You might just be able to pick him ahead of
Exactly.
You wouldn't pick him?
No.
Why?
It just wouldn't be my first two picks on defense. I only get two picks.
I mean, if you pick last on defense, I feel like a starting linebacker might not be that bad of a pick.
He's not even on the team yet. I don't know if we should go start.
If he's on the team, which he will be, he'll start. They'll probably slide Hank T into the Batuli role, and then Jeremy Banks will play what Hank T was playing this year.
Don't forget J.J. Peterson.
Well, Ray UGA thinks that J.J. Peterson's in for a big year.
Oh, does he?
He says that's guy who's going to step up, which would be the first time. Now, if you want to knock somebody and you want to knock J.J. Peterson for not getting on the field, Billy, I could give you that one. But don't knock the guy who started over the four-star linebacker who came in as a running back.
I like the conspiracy theory that we didn't get the real J.J. Peterson.
That's interesting. This is just some dude? Really?
Well, they had some dude playing high school that wasn't J.J. Peterson. We have the real one, but that's not who was on tape. It's not who was, I don't know. It's the whole thing.
So you like the conspiracy theory, but you're really not even sure what it is?
Yeah, exactly.
You play for Rush Probst.
It's helpful.
Exactly.
Master of deceit.
Yeah.
Rush Probst.
We had
that story out of Florida, right, where they played the kid that was supposed to be suspended, and they changed his name.
Oh, yeah, they were
New
able
Jersey,
to.
New Jersey, new name.
Well, they found out because his tattoos.
Yeah, they even had him interview with the news reporter like he was a different person.
Yeah, you got to get that guy out of there. That makes no sense.
I am worried about inside linebacker.
Why? Jeremy Banks.
Okay.
He's got it on lockdown.
I could probably see two of the Whitehaven trio, one of them guys getting the start.
Okay, that's a good point.
The start?
True freshman.
Over Banks?
Yeah.
How? What? Davey's been drinking this morning.
They started Hank T. You can start another true freshman
Hank
there.
Hank T was an All-American.
You're giving me grief because I'm thinking a guy that's actually on the team might start over a guy who's not on the team?
Yes, because everybody can clearly see that Jeremy Banks is going to be back on the team.
I do feel like Davey's
He visited kids in the hospital. You don't do that if you're getting kicked off the team.
I do feel like Davey's guys have played more linebacker than your guy in this argument.
Not for Tennessee, they haven't.
That's true. It's true. Touche.
Thank you.
I'm just saying. It's not that far off. They move Crouch back to inside. Start Crouch and
No, Banks.
Hank T.
Banks. We're good at running back. It's a loaded backfield. They might move Crouch to running back and Banks to a permanent inside linebacker. I don't understand. We were asked to talk about Banks, and now we're talking about Banks. You guys are mad at Banks?
No, I'm not mad at Banks.
He's going to be back. He's going to be back.
Not for anything new, anyway.
You're being ridiculous.
No, I'm just saying I'm not mad at Banks.
Okay.
For anything now. You get over being mad at him for what got him kicked off the team.
Well, that was stupid.
We're in forgiveness mode now.
No, what he did to get kicked off the team initially, suspended from the team. I don't know if he was – was he technically kicked off or just indefinitely suspended?
He was kicked off.
He was
dismissed.
It was a dismissal.
From the team.
Okay.
He was dismissed from school, like you said. He
dismissed indefinitely? I think you had to do that if you're Pruitt. Send a message.
I don't think you have to have a timeline if you're dismissed.
It's going to be great. He's going to come back, and they're going to say, look what he's been doing with his time.
Huh.
Visiting kids in the hospital. Visiting police. Taking classes on law enforcement. I mean, he's really selling it.
In all seriousness, who's going to rush the passer?
Roman Harrison, Jeremy Banks.
Wait, Jeremy Banks?
Yeah, just blitz him. You could probably play some DN. He's big enough, mean enough.
Another year, DeAndre Johnson.
DeAndre Johnson had some flashes this year. He's going to be a pretty good player. What was that face?
He started and then got benched almost immediately.
And then he started playing a little bit later and had some good games. Right. Man, you were just negative. What happened to you guys? We went 8-5. You're supposed to be optimistic. Like, we're saving that for tomorrow? You don't trust Pruitt and company?
It was 9-5.
The 8 and the 9 are close together. Yeah, I told you that. Yeah. Ray UGA says, look out. The orange and white renaissance is coming.
I don't know why you keep mentioning that guy.
Because no one knows more than he does. They are 92% accurate. Mm.
Did he know about Jay Hardy? Did he have that intel? We got to get into this next.
Yeah.
This is the craziest recruiting story.
It's
weird. That's happened at Tennessee in a while.
It's weird.
It's the craziest one that's happened to Tennessee in a while.
Yeah. And there's
I mean, they're watching a kid play basketball. Like, oh, yeah, we might get this
kid. Well,
don't
spoil it. It's a good time for a teaser.
Yeah. The curious case of Jay Hardy, who told everybody that it was coming down to signing day, which is only, a couple weeks away. The big flip candidate out of Macaulay School in Chattanooga, set to go to Auburn, but said he didn't sign on signing day. And Tennessee, all over him, wanted to get some pass rush this February signing day. We'll tell you what happened. It was very odd. Coming back as we kick off Hour 3. Stick with us right here on Fan Run Radio.